Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and in this week's episode we speak to Platinum Stars current player of the season, Ndumiso Mabena.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Ndumiso Mabena is in the house. Ndumiso, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. How's it going?
Thanks, man. Thanks for inviting me on Sokala Duma.
All right. I mean, the season so far is not going as well as it was last season, but we'll go back to that in a moment. Let's talk about the second leg then. After losing 2-0 in the first leg, the team recovered in the second leg. Just tell us, how was the game in the second leg?
Yeah, it wasn't an easy game, knowing very well that we were 2 goals down, and we haven't scored any goal away, which was going to help us, you know, coming to the second leg. But we knew what we were coming up to, and we knew that they were going to sit back and try and get their 2 goal lead. But it wasn't an easy game, and we managed to get an early goal, which we got from the penalty spot, and then we managed to equalize in the second half and went to 2 penalties, which is, you know, it's a lottery. Mm. And so we got the results, and we proceeded to the next stage. Mm.
And your coach has since spoken about the fact that it was a historic victory, in that this is the first time that the team Platinum Stars, remember that it was HP Silver Stars at some point in its history, and as Platinum Stars, they've never qualified for the group stages of any African competition. So how does that one make one feel?
Yeah, look, we knew like coming to this game that the team has never been to group stages, and we just wanted to make history. You know, it's nice for players to make history and live in the game and to see that you've made history in the team. You know, so we spoke about it, and then that's why I say his plans worked very well towards the game. And approaching that game, it was not an easy task for us, but we managed, you know, in God's favor.
Mm. Does this make you feel like you can go all the way? Have you, after yesterday's game and being able to come back from 2-0 down, does it make you think that, okay, maybe we can go to the final, or you're just going to approach the group stage and see how it goes?
Yeah, look, we as Platinum Stars Football Club, we're taking one game at a time, you know, so... We're just going to take one game at a time and see how it goes, you know. If it's on our side and we manage to go to wherever certain stage that we get to, and I think it's going to be a blessing for us.
Mm. And I saw a few pictures of some of your teammates exchanging footwear, like boots, giving soccer boots to AS Thunder players. Is what kind of a team do you make of them? Are they struggling at the moment, or was it just a social thing where you were exchanging shirts and stuff?
No, look, I can't say what they're a struggling team or not a struggling or a rich team. No, you know, as a player, if anyone wants to exchange a t-shirt with somebody else, go and ask for that person. If then he manages to give, he'll give. You know. Mm. So it's what happened, like when we played away, you know, they asked, and those are the guys that they asked, you know, and those guys, they promised them to give them when they come, just like for a second look, and then that's why they had to exchange the boots. Yeah.
Mm. And about yourself as well, there's been moments where you've been used mostly from the bench. And is the Confederation Cup not a perfect opportunity for you to play? Like the previous game, you came from the bench, the Confederation Cup match where you lost 2-0, and also in the Nedbank Cup where you scored the goal in extra time, you came from the bench. Can you just explain to us the situation? What is going on there? I mean, you are the current player of the season at Platinum Stars. You're the player's player of the season, and you've been used mostly from the bench this season. What has gone wrong?
Yeah, look, it all goes with your coach's plan, you know. He's got faith in me, you know, he trusts all his players. We equally, there's no one that not the coach that plays in the team. Because I did start some few games, but you know, coming from the bench, you know, it's always nice to read the game, and he trusts me, and he trusts all his players, you know. For me, coming in from the bench and changing games, you know, it has done wonders for the team. So for him to continue doing that, it doesn't even affect me or affect the team. As long as we get positive results, you know, you just have to read the game so that you know when you come inside the game,
what to do and what not to do, and listen to the coach's instruction and do what he wants you to do.
Mm. And the team has also proceeded to the next round of the Nedbank Cup. Like I've just said now, you guys defeated Baroka in extra time thanks to your beautiful goal, even though there was a slight fumble from the goalkeeper. Now tell me about the Nedbank Cup. I know Platinum Stars has a reputation to win cups every season, or every once in a while they grab a cup or two, especially the Telkom knockout. But now going into the next round in the Nedbank Cup, you're playing away against Arrows. Tell me about that. What is your anticipation as yourself, Ndumiso Mabena, and as a team?
Yeah, look, personally, I think Arrows are a good team, first thing first. And, you know, we've beaten them twice in the league. We've beaten them in their home ground, and we've beaten them recently 2-0 here at home. But they play very good football. But this is a cup game. You know how cup games go. One mistake, you get punished, and then you intend to bounce out of the tournament. So, yeah, look, it's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough one because now we've played them twice and we've beaten them twice. I don't think they'll want us to beat them like for the third time in a season. Mm. And the cup games are always so full of surprises. You know, this Nedbank Cup comes with a lot of surprises, you know. But we're looking forward to it. You know, we will prepare well, and we'll know what to do and what not to do. And we'll just have to see their weaknesses and their strong points.
All right. Would you say, looking at the draw that was recently conducted, would you say that you got a decent opponent? You managed to escape Kaizer Chiefs, Orlando Pirates. So would you say that you're happy with the way in which the draw panned out, even though it gave you an opponent that you've reached, you've defeated already two times?
Yeah, look, any team that we would have got, I think we respect that team. And looking at the Golden Arrows, they've knocked out Mamelodi Sundowns out of the Nedbank Cup, and which is a good moral boost for them, you know. So they're looking forward. I'm sure they're looking forward to go all the way, maybe reaching the finals and see what happens in the finals. But then, having said that, I think anything that we would have been drawn with, I think we're just gonna play like our normal football and approach the game
And Pito mentioned something in consolation to him losing against Golden Arrows 1-0. He also mentioned the fact that, you know, when playing in Africa and having a lot of PSL fixtures and playing in cup games, which is similar to what you guys are going through, he mentioned something along the lines of, you know what, maybe it's a blessing that he's no longer participating in the Nedbank Cup, just to ease the congestion and the fixtures. Now, when you look at the fact that you guys traveled to Cote d'Ivoire in the weekend, and now you're playing midweek, and then you're playing also in the weekend, would it be a blessing for you to be out of one of the competitions, or as a player you have that hunger to go all out in every competition?
Yeah, definitely. As a player, you want to play as much games as you get, you know. So for us, you know, we're taking one game at a time, and I think the technical staff and the technical staff and the coach are doing a very good job, you know, in terms of us being recovered. And on the league side, I think it's been a tough season for us, and we didn't start well, and then in the middle of the season we were on the bottom of the log. And but I am happy that you know, we managed to get maximum points in other games, so that we can like boost our morals and like go all the way, you know, to finish maybe in the top 8 when the season comes to an end.
Yeah, and I was about to talk about the PSL now, and I needed to consider this question from a standpoint that last season you scored 10 goals and you had 5 assists. You ended up being the players, player of the season, the star of the season, the top goal scorer for Platinum Stars. You were on fire. From a neutral person who was watching, I mean, you were doing really, really well. And this season so far, you have 3 goals and you have 7 assists. That is one personally for you. And then for the team, was third place behind Bidvest Wits and Mamelodi Sundowns at the end of the season. So you were the top 3 side. And as it stands now, the team is not doing well. They are 10th place, and they are 4 points from relegation, 2 points from the top 8. So on the back of that, How would you define your season personally and the team's season?
Yeah, look, Andrew, I said that we started on the back foot. We didn't get as much maximum points we wanted when the season started. Yeah, but we only started to gel now. Before, like when we were reopening on the second round of the league.
Mm.
So, yeah, personally, and talking about my performance towards the team, I think I had a lot was expected from me, and I know that I've had a bad season. I haven't had a good season, and there was a lot of changes, you know, coming to players that comes in and that players that we should gel to, you know, get used to them and know them as well on how their strong points are and their weaknesses are, you know. Mm. So, but as a team, like we're gelling now. I think we're in a good mode, you know. So I think we're going to finish on a high, you know. It's just that we must just finish on a high, you know. Yeah.
And you're obviously not happy with your numbers. I mean, Ndumiso, for me, like, for personally, I think that you are one of the most underrated strikers in the PSL. Your technique is good. You take excellent free kicks, and outside the box, your shots sometimes, they're vicious. One-on-one, maybe you can improve, but I'm sure from your perspective, you would like to improve your numbers for the season.
Yeah, look, definitely I'd like to improve on that. I told myself that I just have to any chance that I get so that I can reach maybe some half of the what I got in last season, because now I've got 3 goals only in the season.
Mm.
and 7 assists, you know. But then looking back at the positions that I've been playing,
mm,
this season, I've been playing as a winger, you know, out and out winger. So yeah, much more different than the position that I was playing, like in the last where I was playing as an out and out striker.
Mm.
So, but I'm not complaining about that. What I'm just saying is that I must just bury the chances that I get.
Mm. So, ultimately, for you and ideally, you would then want to be back at number 9 or number 10, ideally for you, if it was up to you, if you were to get to those numbers that you reached last season?
Yeah, look, I'm an alternative player. I play where the coach wants me to play. I do what the coach wants me to do. And that's why I've been been included in all the games that I will be played in this season. Only one game that I've missed this season, which was the 3-2 loss that we got against Ajax Cape Town.
Mm.
So, yeah. Any position that the coach wants me to play, I can play. It will depend if then it's my day or it's not my day. You know, sometimes it's your day. You play a different position. You get to come up with the man of the match performance, or sometimes you just like fumble. You know? So yeah, right. Any position that the coach gives me, that I just have to play it all now.
All right. And looking at how the team has done this season in comparison to last season, would you say that losing Elazar Rogers to Bidvest was one of the reasons why you are at the point that you are at now?
No, look, we've got a lot of players that play more similar to Elazar Rogers. So losing Elazar Rogers wasn't that major thing to us, because we knew that we are a team and we play a different style of football here at Platinum Stars. So Eniza is a good player. He was bound to move, then he moved. So there's nothing we can do. We just had to reshuffle and then get this going.
Mm. And tell me, when it comes to where you've been, and everyone knows this, they know that you've played for Orlando Pirates before. Perhaps you were at times used as a scapegoat to their misfortune, mainly because of your conversion rate, obviously. Do you look back at the time with any sense of regret, or what are your thoughts whenever you think about your time that you spent at Orlando Pirates?
Yeah, look, it was a hard 5 years for me, but then, you know, when Jesus says yes, nobody can say no.
Mm.
No, as a player, you get confidence by playing as much games as you can play. No, that's when you get confidence, you know.
Mm.
So I cannot dwell on my history, and I'm just looking forward on what's coming in my future.
Mm. But when you look at that, do you think that Pirates came to you at a wrong time? Maybe you were relatively younger. Would you do better now at your age currently, or would you still, would it be better for you to join Pirates at this age than when you were younger?
No, look, I wouldn't say it was the wrong time, though. Because if only I was doing well for the team, I would have been speaking another language right now. Mm. But then, yeah, things didn't go the way they were supposed to go in my way, or things didn't go in like the way the people were expecting, you know. So, yeah, that's why I'm saying I can't dwell on my history. History is history. It's gone. So there's nothing I can do about it. So I'm looking forward to my future, yeah.
Mm. And I think that's a very nice and positive way to look at it. Let's talk about the next phase in your career then. You're turning 30 this year. And for you, what is the next thing? Are you now settled at Platinum Stars, obviously the current player of the season. That means you are at a happy place in your life. But have you thought about where you would like to go next? Have you entertained thoughts of going overseas? Where is Ndumiso Mabena at in terms of his mindset and where his next move in his career might be?
Yeah, look, I know my contract is coming to an end. This at in June. Mm. So yeah, so far nobody has spoken to me. So I just have to wait and see where to, you know, from here, Platinum Stars. Or if then they want to keep me, they let me know, you know. So as I said, nobody has spoken to me. So I'm just waiting on my phone as well.
Mm. So at the moment, there has been no talks between you and the club or any other club.
Yeah. No.
Mm. And have you entertained any thoughts in your mind of your next possible destination? Are you happy where you're at now?
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm a Platinum Stars player. I'm still happy where I am. Mm. And so I'm happy where I am. So there's nothing that I've thought of. There's none of teams that are in the PSL that I've thought of, you know. So that's why I'm saying I just have to wait and see what they bring.
I suppose it's normal for any player to entertain thoughts, to imagine themselves achieving certain things. If your career were to end tomorrow, I'm sure being a player of the season at a club and being a top goal scorer at a club would not be a bad achievement. But do you think you can achieve more? Do you think you can add to your Bafana Bafana cap, for example? Do you think you can be the PSL top goal scorer, for example? Have you entertained those thoughts?
Yeah, there's a lot that I've entertained. But then, you know, as me personally, I don't like talking about like such stuff, you know. Because comes the end of the season or comes during the season, maybe you get injured or you get to the point where you don't get whatever you were talking about. And then people start asking questions, you know. So... My goals, I keep my goals to myself, and then when I achieve them, that's when then I say, yeah, I did it. This is what I wrote, but I write them down, and I tell myself, this is what I said, I was getting, I got it.
Mm. So you do have a set target of what you want to achieve, you just don't want to divulge it to me now.
Yeah.
All right, Ndumiso Mabena, thank you very much, brother, for your time. He's a Platinum Stars striker. He has got a very vicious technique. He's a beautiful striker when he's on form. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thanks for having me. I don't love
to work. And we also quizzed him on his PSL knowledge. Ndumiso Mabena, can you tell us how many PSL hat-tricks have been scored this season?
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's a tricky one. I only know of one. Only one. So far, I think I know of only one, yeah.
Okay, so there's been two PSL hat-tricks this season. Tendai Ndoro has scored a hat-trick, and Bongolotu Jaiya recently has scored a hat-trick. Okay.
Yeah, I just know the recent one.
All right. And then how many PSL goals or how many league goals has Lebogang Manyama scored this season?
If I'm not mistaken, he's got 11 up to so far.
Well done. That's correct. That's 11 goals. And then the last one, Western Cape has how many teams playing in the PSL?
Western Cape.
Yeah, the Western Province.
Western Cape. I'm not sure, bro. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Think which city is in the Western Cape? Think about the city in the Western Cape. Which city is in the Western
Cape? Cape Town.
Yes. So how many teams from Cape Town are currently in the PSL.
Yeah, you see now when you say from Cape Town, now it's
okay. I didn't want to say Cape Town because it's a giveaway. Yeah.
No, like I was waiting for Eastern Cape, so Western Cape, so that's why I'm in the tricky one. So now it's only two teams.
Two teams. All right. Well done. That's Cape Town City and IX Cape Town.
Yes, Cape Town.
Yes. Yeah. Ndumiso Mabena, thank you very much for your time, brother.
Thanks, brother. Sokala Duma
Radio. Well, thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. My name is Nkululeko Ngeu. Catch us on the next episode of Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.